Hello, this is Andrew Goins here for our weekly Investment Insights podcast. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to hear an update on what we're seeing across the markets. A little over 2 months into the new year, and it feels like the markets can do nothing but go straight up. The Dow Jones finally hit 20,000 on January 25th, only 3 trading days into Trump's presidency, and has hit 15 new record highs so far this year. Despite expecting higher volatility coming into the new year, it remains stubbornly low. Until Wednesday's nearly 1.5% rally in the S&P 500, the market had gone 55 trading days without a plus or minus 1% move, which is the 18th longest streak since 1950. Within domestic equities, we've seen a shift in leadership from energy and financials in the fourth quarter to healthcare and technology year to date, both of which lagged the market rally last year. Energy, which was one of the best performing sectors in the fourth quarter, is the worst performer so far in 2017, and is one of only 2 sectors posting a negative return so far. From a style perspective, growth, specifically large cap growth, is the best performing market segment for the year, which makes sense given the strength in healthcare and tech, which are large components of the growth benchmarks. After a challenging fourth quarter, international markets have participated in the market rally so far in 2017, with the MSCI EAFE index, a proxy for international developed markets, up 4.8%, while emerging markets are up nearly 9%. With strongest returns coming from India and Brazil. Within fixed income, we've seen slightly more volatility as the yield on the 10-year treasury has oscillated between 2.32% and 2.51%, but interestingly is currently only 2 basis points higher than where we started at the beginning of the year. Over the last 5 trading days though, we've seen a pickup in the 10-year treasury of nearly 20 basis points to 2.5% as investors began pricing in a higher likelihood that the Fed will raise rates during their March 15th meeting. Fed futures right now are pricing in an 80% probability that the Fed will move this month, while only a few days ago those odds were closer to 50-50. Looking across the major fixed income benchmarks, you'll still see positive returns year to date despite the slight uptick in rates, as the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index is up about 17 basis points, and muni bonds are up a little over 1% and are recovering nicely after a challenging 2016. High yield continues to be the best performing segment within fixed income and is up 3% already year to date after a 17% return last year. With such a rosy start to the year across the markets, we're keeping a close eye on many economic indicators and the rhetoric coming out of Washington, as well as the underlying company fundamentals and market valuations. The markets have clearly priced in a meaningful pickup in growth over the intermediate term. The question remains whether Trump's pro-growth policies will deliver what the markets have come to expect. With increasing uncertainty, we do expect to finally see a pickup in volatility. We expect to see that going forward. Thank you for listening to this week's Investment Insights podcast. Have a great day.